You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest in the studio today is Fiona Rowell, our dietitian. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Jenny.
So nice to have you back because you've had a bit of a battle with cancer this year, haven't you?
I have, and it's quite funny. I've been fairly arrogant to myself. I thought I'd be the last person to get cancer. And in fact, a lot of my friends said, You've got cancer. My best friend who's involved in marketing, although she's marketed beer and cereal and chocolates, she said, don't tell any of your clients. But I think it can happen to anyone. And I realise everybody's journey is very different.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Now, you had some chemo. And so far, as far as we know, that's going okay.
Yeah, I've been very lucky that I had a good response to it. Yes. So I had a very rare cancer. It was actually a combination of two. I did it really well.
Oh, wow.
And in my liver. So when I looked at signs of liver cancer, I thought, my family probably, my poor husband said, but you don't do any of those things that cause liver cancer. So again, yeah, we don't know why these things happen, but you just have to keep going.
Yes. So what I want to ask you about today is, especially for people not just going through chemo, but caring for those going through chemo.
Yeah.
What was it like? What sort of food could you eat? Could you eat food? How did that go for you?
Yeah, well, I suppose I was probably a little bit practiced before all this happened. And I thought, oh my goodness, I've learned so much through this, because I knew, I'd heard about people can feel nauseous and have taste changes. And through the action of the chemotherapy drugs, where they're desirable, we want to stop that cancer from growing, but they reduce small cell growth. So we get drilled. I've got to say, the nurses were amazing and telling me about maintaining good oral hygiene, just try and prevent having a sore mouth, because you can get mouth ulcers very easily. Mm-hmm. And that prevents you from eating anything acidic or probably anything scratchy or crunchy. Luckily, that worked for me. But again, for those people who that sore, you may be then reduced to just soft foods. I felt very fatigued, so I didn't exercise was really very difficult. Well, I've since learned by my exercise physiologist I've seen, and I've got to thank the Cancer Council for helping me through that one, is that he said exercise is most powerful when you feel your absolute worst.
That's interesting.
So just even the encouragement to have a little walk around the garden, or come and have a look at this. I had friends coming to walk me to the coffee shop, so that was lovely. So it's any exercise, even getting on an exercise bike for 1 minute to 5 minutes, it just actually will get your circulation going, and maybe through something releasing endorphins, it can help you combat some of the side effects, with that nauseous feeling.
Yes, because essentially
debilitating feeling that
essentially chemo is plugging a whole lot of chemicals into your system, isn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of like it's killing the cancer and it's poisoning you a little bit. And you just have to keep going to get through it.
Yes.
And you just, you problem solve as you keep going. So the worst thing is the fatigue. So I kind of didn't fight it. I kind of, my active day was just the morning time, and in the afternoon I had a rest. I would have a very big sleep. I'd probably read for half an hour and then fall asleep for an hour and a half every day. Some days it was 3 hours, and still luckily I was still able to sleep a good 9 hours every night. So I was resting a lot.
Yeah.
So I probably was feeling a bit guilty that, I'm not doing any work and not getting back to people on things. And everyone was just saying, chillax.
Yeah. Just everyone understands.
They understand.
This is a tough thing.
You just got to let that all go. So just say, it's not forever. We just got to keep going. I got a really bad gut pain. I even rang the nurses one day and said, could I have some form of inflammatory disease? And she said, no, not with this one. You're not on your chemo. So I actually learned, I was told beforehand that I was on an old person's chemo regime, and that was tough enough. So I know others are on drugs that are much stronger or have higher doses. So I just can report on feeling, low energy and low appetite. And then with low energy, I wasn't moving much. So then that probably wasn't helping. I suffered horribly with constipation, which gave me a horrible gut pain. So then I was chasing this poor bowel motion with lots of laxatives, which I've never had to take in my life. I know, very occasionally I've had to. And so suddenly taking not one sachet of Movacol, but four a day, and one day five a day. And it's gross stuff. I mean, some people say it's not so gross. Mixing it with really cold water really helps. So look, ultimately, you've got all these side effects of the chemo. I've got to say, by the time we started chemo, at least the emotional stress was over. I mean, not completely, but the waiting for that diagnosis and starting treatment was probably the worst time. Because just not knowing. So that causes and the cancer itself can make you feel sick and give you taste changes. So I just had to break it down. What did I really need? So it was to stay hydrated. I just needed to get calories in so I just didn't lose weight. And ultimately, if I could add quality to that diet, it was good. So if I could get some protein in and a bit of fiber. And I was thankfully able to throw away any ideas of having to have anything special. So my go-to was small, frequent meals. Just keep the portions small. So I had breakfast, morning tea, lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, which meant that my day, I was probably going for about an hour and a half to 2 hours between meals, and then I would sit down, have something to drink and eat. Luckily, I was a little bit hungry for that. If I didn't feel like food, I had nourishing liquids. So again, in my career, I've dished out lots of supplements to people. I've learned over the years, I can't manage fresh milk, but I can manage fermented dairy. So I would make smoothies with frozen fruit and yogurt, but the extra supplements putting in, I couldn't take those. So at mealtimes, I tried to make sure I would get even a small amount of meat or fish or chicken or nuts or ground nuts. I would grind them down in a blender so I didn't even taste them into my smoothie, or used LSA meal. So that's ground linseed, sunflower and almond meal you can grab off the supermarket shelf. It's again a great for helping those bowels to move. So mix them in with porridge, in with muesli or cereals. I found sweet foods better than savoury. Things that I loved, like anything quiche with mushrooms and casseroles, face it. Even now, I still struggle a bit with those things. Mm. But what I tried to choose with my coffee when I went to the coffee shop was maybe a friand, which has almond meal in it, or that orange and almond cake, if I could cope with it. If I couldn't think that far, I would have a choc chip cookie. But even, trying to, those big ones look huge. Cafe owners, your cookies are so huge sometimes.
Yes.
Half now, half later. But yeah. I'd go for it. Have it with the coffee.
Yeah.
Because it was all about just trying to prevent weight loss. Mm. So then cold food's better than hot food. So smoothies is my liquid go-to. Eating fresh sandwiches. Yeah, toasted cheese and ham sandwiches went well down any time. It was amazing. Adding salt, sauces even, chutneys, barbecue sauce, which I've looked after children with cancer. And, those are the things that they could manage, or they might need more flavour. So pizzas, but sometimes they were even too smelly for me. I couldn't cope with. So eating the cold sandwich. Cheese and biscuits were great for snacks. Then getting help was a big thing. So with hydration, I managed smoothies. I struggled. Part of my illness, I presented with vomiting in the morning, so drinking liquids in the morning was really difficult. So I'd have to ease into every day. So that actually convinced me I couldn't go back to work, because I actually was fairly useless till about mid-morning, when I actually could manage to keep food down and drinks down.
Oh, what a rough trot, Fiona. That's so hard.
Then getting help, I would say, out there is there are professionals there. I've got to say the oncology nurses, my consultant, and on the unit there are dietitians working there, is that they can, no matter how awful you feel, just say the symptom out and you can problem solve them as you go along. And even with every cycle, I've got to say they got a bit worse as they went on, but I became better at managing them. I kept a bowel chart. Sounds gross, but just the thing that bothered me the most, just to work out what worked, medications were helping,
and how what food, I suppose.
How was it going? And then I actually added exercise to see how well I was going. Even give myself a little tick. It was a tick chart. It wasn't anything too. So, and I wrote at the end of my diary each day, just ticking off the things I could do, and that actually meant I was achieving.
Yes. Just a little baby steps.
My little baby steps. Yeah. And then friends, people ask, what can we do to help? And so I had friends making me soup, and a wonderful friend, Sharon, she set up something called Meal Train. Mm-hmm. And we had, so it wasn't just feeding me, is that when I was feeling so yuck, cooking was actually a real chore. Mm-hmm. So we had twice a week, whole community of friends, we had just huge amounts of love expressed to us, but we had meals delivered twice a week to us. She'd organized who'd like to help Fiona, and even when people asked us could they help, I said, well, can you go to this Meal Train link, I can send it to you, and then they can hop on and offer to cook us a meal and deliver it. I had friends who were so flat out with their own routine. I said, no, don't worry about it, just if you've got spare time, let's meet and go for a walk, or prayer as wonderful as your cooking, or if you could make soup and put in the freezer, freezer, you know, if you had any extra capacity, or make some cookies, because homemade biscuits were just wonderful, and cake. Yeah. But it was just keeping, being the female of the house, is keeping me and my family going.
Yeah. Well, such a big journey to have been on, going for chemotherapy, not something that we choose, and yet we end up in these situations, don't we? And,
yep.
And it's good to hear some of your experiences. And I'm sure it's been helpful for some listeners to understand what it's like for those going through chemotherapy.
Yeah. Yes. So this is probably one blog I will write up for you.
Okay.
It'll just be lots of dot points, but just maybe that's, sometimes that's all you can cope with too.
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Yes,
and when you, and if you get voices in your head saying, you know, I should do this, go, hey, hang on here. You know, our God is kind and gracious and generous.
Yes.
It's, oh, I could do it. And you can choose not to do it too.
That's good. Yeah. Well, great to talk with you today, Fiona, and so good to hear that things are improving. And
yes.
I hope that continues. I hope that
thank
trend
you.
Continues. All
thank
right,
you.
Then. I'm sure lots of people are praying still.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.